Welcome to CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you will find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Well, in today's podcast, we'll talk about an overview of community development loans. Community development loans are an essential component of the Community Reinvestment Act, which was enacted to encourage financial institutions to meet the credit needs of their communities, particularly in low and moderate income areas. The goal of these community development loans is to promote economic growth, revitalization, and stabilizations within these communities. Community development loans primarily involve commercial lending activities that have a specific purpose of community development. While that may sound straightforward, there are certain complexities to consider. One important aspect is that community development loans cannot be double counted towards other lending goals such as small business loans or Home Mortgage Disclosure Act loans or HMDA loans when looking at your CRA program. This ensures that each loan is properly categorized and accurately reflects its intended impact on the community. Additionally, community development loans must have a clear and direct benefit to the bank's assessment area or a broader statewide or regional area. This ensures that the loans are targeted towards areas that are within the bank's footprint. By focusing on the assessment area, financial institutions can make a significant impact on the communities in which they serve. Now, however, community development loans are not limited to specific loan sizes or attributes. These commercial loans are typically over $1 million, but it's important to assess each loan individually based on, does it have a primary purpose of community development? Now, there's a next level of compliance within loans over or under, depending on the size of your bank. There's also a trusty grid that I'll reference in our show notes that will help you really get clear based on your bank size, which loans are eligible to be community development loans based on call codes and other attributes. So for example, loans under $1 million could possibly qualify if that loan has a primary purpose of community development and originated to nonprofit organization, and that loan is unsecured, right? So that's one of the elements that you can take a deeper dive into, all loans for nonprofits. It's important to know not every loan to a nonprofit will count as a community development loan. However, I always look at 100% of those loans because very often they might have a primary purpose of community development given the charitable nature of nonprofit organizations. So in order to identify and report these community development loans accurately, it's imperative to involve and train those commercial loan officers. They play a vital role, as you know, in recognizing loans that meet certain criteria that might be community development. As they're working with their borrowers and understand the transaction, it's important that they understand, well, could it possibly have a primary purpose of community development? And if they're properly trained and you provide them with training tools and guidance, oftentimes these loan officers are best equipped to identify and to report community development loans to the CRA officer so it can be included in community development loan portfolios under the CRA. So let's dive into those four hooks that identify community development loans, right? That it must have a primary purpose of community development, and community development is typically one of four focal points as we're looking at the purpose of the loan. The first hook is affordable housing. Community development loans under this focal point is providing affordable housing options for low and moderate income individuals. We often see this either in naturally occurring affordable housing, rental projects, or very large projects that are rental-based, like low-income housing tax credits, right? So we're often able to then identify, well, is that housing primarily for low to moderate income people? And there's many different ways that CRA professionals use to be reasonably certain that affordable units are for low to moderate income people. So that's the first hook, affordable housing. The second is community services for low to moderate income people. So this is typically in partnership with a nonprofit organization, and that nonprofit organization primarily serves low to moderate income people. This is often social services, elder care, child care, workforce development, health centers, and more. So this is where a loan is originated to a nonprofit organization that primarily serves low to moderate income people through their programs and services. So that's the second hook, community services. The third hook is economic development. Now, this one is the most underrepresented community development hook, in my opinion. This hook focuses on financing small businesses within the community. And there's actually two prongs to this hook. There's a size and purpose test. We have to make sure, well, are you financing a small business? And then secondly, impact. Are you then creating or retaining jobs for low and moderate income people? Right? So economic development plays a crucial role in fostering local businesses and improving employment opportunities within our local communities. Now, lastly, we have the fourth hook, and that's revitalize and stabilize a low to moderate income area or a distressed and underserved middle income area. Now, it's not just originating a loan in one of these areas. You actually have two prongs here. One, did you originate a loan in a low to moderate income area or distressed and underserved middle? And then was there impact? Right? The impact part is the second prong. Did you create or retain jobs for low-income people? Did you support community-wide infrastructure or essential community services for low to moderate income individuals? Very important to focus again on location and then impact. And the goal for revitalize and stabilize, of course, is to support sustainable growth and stability within a local community. So that wraps up just a general overview of community development lending. Of course, this is the most subjective element of the CRA, and I have a couple more podcast episodes coming your way talking about the particular elements of community development loans. So until next time, bye for now.
Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.